Today's gospel isn't the easiest one to grasp. It doesn't seem to follow any particular line of thought. And if, like me, you find yourself wondering, where is Matthew going with all this? I think you can be forgiven. The passage is really a collection of sayings of Jesus brought together by the evangelist Matthew. Nicholas King, in his wonderful and fresh translation of the New Testament, has a great take on this particular passage, and he likens it to a pep talk from a football manager before the most important game of the season. And it's quite the pep talk. Jesus pulls no punches. He wants his disciples to understand that following him will demand commitment, and they're left in absolutely no doubt about the enormity of the task that lies before them. Anyone who does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. But what does it mean to take up our cross? It certainly doesn't mean that we should be looking for suffering, as though pain and misery were somehow holy in themselves, because that would make little sense coming from the same Jesus who says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. The cross isn't measured by the amount of suffering we endure, but by the love with which we choose to live. And we all know that suffering is part of human life. We can't avoid it. Illness, bereavement, disappointment, failure and loss will come to each and every one of us. But suffering in itself is never redemptive. What can be redemptive is the love that we bring into the midst of suffering. And we see this in ordinary life. Think of someone who accompanies a loved one through a serious illness. The experience may be painful and obviously exhausting, but something else often happens. Compassion deepens, patience grows, love becomes less concerned with self and more concerned with the other. The suffering has not suddenly become good. Rather, love has transformed the way that suffering is carried. And this is exactly what we see in Jesus. Jesus doesn't save us simply because he suffered physical torment. He saves us because in the midst of suffering, he remained faithful to love, faithful to us and faithful to the Father. The cross is therefore the ultimate expression of self-giving love. And that's what it means for us to take up our cross. It means being willing to love when love is costly. It means remaining faithful when it would be easier to walk away. It means giving something of ourselves for another when we'd rather keep it for ourselves. And in the words of Pope Benedict, it means developing the capacity to suffer for the other. And this takes us beyond our own personal crosses. To carry the cross, as Jesus did, means entering into the suffering of the world. It means refusing to become indifferent to those who suffer violence and poverty, homelessness, displacement or injustice, to those whose dignity is denied and whose rights are abused. The cross, you see, calls us into solidarity with the crucified of our world. And perhaps that's why the cross has become so familiar to us, that we sometimes forget how disturbing it really is. We see it around our necks, on our walls and in our churches. But the cross was never meant to be a comfortable ornament. It is a summons to a way of life, a life of self-giving love. To take up the cross is to make the extreme act of love and trust. To place our lives in the hands of the God of life and to believe that love is stronger than suffering. That light can overcome darkness. That good can triumph over evil, and that death doesn't have the final word. And that's why the cross is never the end of the Christian story. The resurrection is. Perhaps that's the great promise hidden in Jesus' difficult words today. When we give ourselves in love, nothing is ultimately lost. I like the words of Erich Fromm. Not he who has much is rich, but he who gives much. You see, the cross teaches us that the measure of a life is not how much we possess, nor how little suffering we endure, but how much we're willing to give in love. And the Christian hope is that a life lived in that spirit will finally discover what Jesus promises, not death, but life, and life in all its fullness. Amen.